Howdy, happy day, liberals. You know, they think they're so smart. I gotta tell you, if I forgot half of everything I know, or if I wasn't half as smart as I think I am, I'd still be twice as smart as any liberal that I know. You know, you see the little smart cars driving around, putt, putt, putt. I think we need to have another car come out, call it a dumb car. And in brackets, we'll put liberals, all you commie guys, buy a dumb car, and all you conservative guys, buy a smart car. Forward thinking here, but just had a thought and wanted to share it with you. I then swing over what I'm talking about smart cars and dumb cars to the prime mistaken candidate. You know what? He's never had a real job, and now he's trying to impose his little fantasy life on Canadians, and he's getting away with it. He has an ATM machine that would be from you. If you're a Canadian, it's your money, and he spends it wildly. If there's a budget, I don't know where it is. It's kind of like the first house I built with my wife. I said, you have no budget, and she went over it. He's doing that all of the time. He's a wild guy. He's trying in his usual goofy way to reframe the term ordinary Canadians. I don't think he understands what an ordinary Canadian is because he's never been one. And he's working hard at it, and he's winning. He's winning. He's actually making progress because he's able to with that ATM machine. And for some reason, it's like sheep. All of his liberal people follow him around. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, there is such a thing as a Canadian culture. There is such a thing as a Canadian everything. Canadian people. Ordinary Canadian people. And he's saying that doesn't exist, so we're going to merge you with the rest of the world? That's just bad. New York recently awarded, moving along, different country, $3.75 million by way of a grant. The New York province, or state, I guess. I don't know, it doesn't say here if it's a state or the city. But in that event, they gave the grant to help build the Universal Hip Hop Museum. That's an archive dedicated to the preservation and celebration of the hip-hop industry and culture. Yeah, sounds unreasonable to me. The Conservative Party in Canada is a mess. It's a true mess. They don't stand for anything. Nobody knows what they're about. I don't like floor crossing. To me, if somebody elected you as this, you should stay as this and don't become that. But I think in this case, I gotta get my rigid flexibility going, because if you were elected as a member of parliament as a conservative, and if you are a real conservative, you should cross the floor. You should go over to Max Bernier's party. Really, it kind of goes against some things I've said in the past and the things that I felt. But his party, the People's Party of Canada, is truly a conservative party. The Conservative Party in Canada is not a conservative party. And you people should all get together with Max and figure it out. Out of the 120 some odd or whatever that number is, elected members of parliament, as conservatives, probably half of them are real conservatives. If that's the case, you should really cross the floor. And then we have you in a party that has a message, the message that you as an individual deliver. And you need to have a little synergy, because you don't have any synergy from where you're sitting at the moment. There's a new commie governor in the state of Virginia, and he says, now I'm going to pass strict gun control. And 85 of the 95 counties now have approved a resolution to be a gun sanctuary. And 30 cities, in addition, 30 cities and towns have also become sanctuaries for guns. A Virginia sheriff vows to deputize all citizens in response to the Democrats' gun laws. In other words, if you tell me to go get guns from everybody except law enforcement, I'm going to make them all law enforcement people. Good for him. I mean, that's creative. Smart, and it's legal, and it's nice. I mean, that's how you get around all the left-wing kind of nonsense, I guess. It's about rights. It's always been about rights. I mean, I wish a Canadian city had the guts to work for the honest citizens, too. I mean, to stand up and say, hey, you good guys, you can do good things, and you can carry a firearm, and you can do this, and so on. And because the people pay your wages, you know, Calgary, Camrose, Medicine Hat, they're all cowboy places. I mean, they're in the West. I mean, for heaven's sake, stand up, man up, cowboy up. Pass some gun laws that are positive instead of listening to all the people that run the country. That's it for the day. You all come back tomorrow. And to quote a famous movie, kind of, sort of, may the right be with you. See ya.
Protect yourself from wrongful firearm charges. Visit firearmlegaldefense.com.